Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This time of year, businesses, schools, and other groups often hold food drives in an effort to collect food for local food pantries and food banks. And those efforts, of course, are appreciated, but there may be a more powerful and convenient way to help out with food insecurity in the state of Iowa. We've invited Michelle Book, the CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa, to talk with us about the food bank and also about making our contributions really make a difference. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for asking me.
This conversation was inspired by an opinion piece that we recently read here in the office about how giving canned goods, for example, can be very well-meaning, but it actually is one of the least efficient ways to really make a difference with food insecurity because canned goods are heavy, you have to sort them, you have an odd variety of different things, and it also doesn't take advantage of the buying power of a food bank. I know you've also seen that opinion piece as someone who runs a food bank. Can you tell me what your reaction was?
Well, I agree with the opinion, Paige, that it is the least efficient way for us to get food to those that are food insecure. Of course, we're always grateful for donations to help folks that are in need this time of year. The dollar goes a lot further with our purchasing power than with you, an individual at the grocery store.
Sure. I mean, so there's the inefficient use of funds, but also I can imagine when you are delivered 500 or 1,000 pounds of miscellaneous food, that's pretty challenging to deal with, isn't it?
Last week, we had Combat Hunger in Des Moines, and it was the largest food drive that we have during the year, and we had thousands of pounds of food in the warehouse. First, it takes a good amount of effort to pick it up, to find the trucks that are required to pick it up. And then we bring it back into our warehouse where it is sorted and every can is checked to ensure that it is safe for consumption. And then we store it, we put it in our inventory, and we have to find the most efficient way to distribute it. So there's a lot of handling that goes on with the food that is donated via a can or a box.
Okay, and of course that food can make a real difference, but that's a lot of manpower, a lot of volunteer hours to get that food where it needs to go.
That certainly is, but you know, it makes people feel good. People feel good about dropping a can in a bin. I'd like people to feel just as good and fulfilled by making a financial contribution to their food bank.
Well, and when you talk about making a financial contribution, you know, if I go to the grocery store and I spend $10 or $15 buying food for a food drive, tell me a little bit about what kind of a difference, you know, when we make a financial contribution, $10 or $15 may not feel like a very significant contribution. It feels more significant to hand something over. But give me an idea of how much more efficient a financial donation might be. I mean, how far can my $10 or $15 bucks go?
Well, for example, when you or I go to the grocery store, if we pick up 4 cans of green beans, let's say, that's about $5. If you contribute that $5 to a food bank, to the Food Bank of Iowa or another food bank in your area, we can convert that $5 to 20 meals. Our purchasing power is pretty big. We buy things in the semi-truck trailer volume. For example, a semi-truck trailer full of tuna. We buy in that kind of quantity. So, of course, we can get things much more cheaply than an everyday consumer can at the grocery store or at Walmart, for that matter.
Well, and I know during the summer months, there are many local gardens that and a lot of master gardener programs that donate fresh produce and really healthy food to food banks and food pantries around the state of Iowa. Of course, that kind of fresh produce can't be donated from Iowa in the wintertime. So it also gives you the ability to buy produce and maybe even some healthier options than you might get during these food drives, right?
Absolutely. Financial donations allow us to purchase essential items. When we buy vegetables by the ton tote out of a mixing center in Minnesota. So we're buying carrots, potatoes, onions this time of year, bringing them into our warehouse, and volunteers sort those vegetables into family size packages. And a dollar donated goes a long way toward buying the important healthy produce that our neighbors in need really require to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
And let's talk a little bit about the food bank and this tremendous effort that you are a part of, because you've been distributing, what, 1 million pounds of food a month?
We move 1 million pounds of food a month through our warehouse. We serve about 175,000 Iowans and work with maybe 500 partner agencies across our geography.
And how big an area are you serving? Is it in the entire state?
The Food Bank of Iowa covers 55 counties down the middle of the state, up to Minnesota, down to Missouri, and over to Illinois. Food Bank in Omaha covers some in the western side, and then there are 4 food banks in the northeast corner of Iowa that serve the northeast corner.
All right. So we also have to think about the logistics of moving all of this food around when we talk about the efficiency of making contributions as well. With the 1 million pounds of food that you are distributing each month, I realize that you're also doing that important work in space that was not designed to process this much food. Tell me more about that.
The Food Bank of Iowa resides in a building that used to be a beer distributor. And the beer was long gone by the time I arrived, but we did still have a bar and we had the beer glasses. Up until about a year and a half ago, when we decided that it was critically necessary to renovate this 40-year-old building that had 40 years of deferred maintenance.
Wow. And so you're working with space that's not really adequate for what you need. But so how do you manage that?
Well, we're thrilled. We are just back into our office and our volunteer space that was renovated over the summer. So we now have a clean, safe, ample volunteer room for the many people that would like to volunteer and help us with our effort. We can now invite families into our space. Before, our volunteer space was part of the warehouse, and it wasn't safe for families with children. But we're back in a clean space, in a new space. We started the warehouse renovation, building a new freezer and a new cooler and installing new racking. And we expect that to be done almost a year from now.
Now, you mentioned serving 175,000 Iowans. Give me an idea of the need that you are meeting. Do you feel like with the work that you're doing, you're meeting the need that is out there in those 55 counties that you serve?
We are meeting about 50% of the need. As a Feeding America food bank and the other food banks that we partner with in the state of Iowa, they are also Feeding America food banks. We agree to how many pounds of food that we'll distribute to each county across our geography based on the numbers of persons that are deemed to be in need in each county. Right now, we feel that we meet about 50% of the need. So that 1 million pounds of food a month should really be closer to 1,750,000 or 2 million pounds of food per month.
Is there a growing need in Iowa?
The need has been pretty much consistent over the last several years. When things became better for you and I, as the recession cured, for many of those folks that are working minimum wage jobs at 7.25, things did not get much better for them. And it's a paradox as well. Across rural Iowa, we think of it as the breadbasket of the world. But as the economies move from a localized economy to a global economy a couple of decades ago, rural Iowa lost a lot of their Main Street jobs. And as a result, people want to stay close to their family and close to their support network, but there aren't jobs in those small towns.
So you're finding that the need isn't necessarily growing, but persisting.
I believe the need is persistent.
What is the rate of food insecurity in Iowa?
It varies from county to county, but on average, it's about 12% of all Iowans are food insecure. And I think a lot of people, Charity, don't understand what food insecurity means. It's people that are food insecure don't have access to enough food on a consistent basis to maintain a healthy and active life. And right now, across Iowa, the people that that we serve, about 50% of those people are employed at a minimum wage job. Around 70% of those households have children in the house. And about 25% of those households have either a senior or perhaps a disabled person in their household.
What does someone need to do to benefit from the Food Bank of Iowa? How do you identify people who are in need?
We work with partners across our geography. They could be a food pantry. Traditionally, those have been church-based food pantries. It could be a homeless shelter, such as the downtown shelter, the central shelter in downtown Des Moines, or a rehab center. But those partners know how to reach the individuals within their communities that are food insecure. And oftentimes in small-town Iowa, it might be something advertised in a church bulletin or perhaps the advertisement of a mobile pantry in the local newspaper.
And when somebody... go ahead.
And they can also come to our website, Charity, to find the food pantry that's closest to them.
And when somebody comes into the food pantry, we've talked about using your buying power to get nutritious foods. And of course, you want to help provide someone, you're supplementing the food that they will be able to purchase themselves. But you want to provide someone with a well-balanced diet. When somebody comes into a food pantry, how is it decided what they can take?
We distribute USDA emergency foods, foods that come from the United States Department of Agriculture, and they specify within that program how much people can take, and it's on average about 3 days worth of food per individual per month that you can get of food that is USDA food. And then other food that's donated or food that we have purchased with the dollars that are donated to us, the pantry will decide based on how much they have in stock and what the need is, perhaps how many jars of peanut butter or spaghetti sauce each family can take. But part of it, the USDA determines, and the other part that we're able to buy with donor dollars, the pantry can make that determination.
Now, we talked about the power of a financial donation for the Food Bank of Iowa, for other food banks in the state of Iowa, how the food bank can use that in an efficient way to really maximize their buying power. A financial contribution isn't within the reach of everyone. People want to give in different ways. Tell me a little bit more about what people can do to make a difference with a food bank.
Well, we always love to have volunteers in our building or perhaps working with a mobile pantry or helping one of our partner agencies. Volunteering is also a really great way to give. On average, our volunteer hours we value at about $20 per hour. So that's a very important donation for us and a good impact to our bottom line. People can donate food. We do put it to good use, Charity. That food is sorted within our warehouse, and then we get it out to food insecure Iowans just as quickly as we can.
If somebody wants to volunteer to give some of their time, you know, with many organizations, there's a whole training process that you need to go through. How much of a process is it to get up and running as a volunteer with the Food Bank of Iowa?
It's relatively simple with the Food Bank of Iowa. A volunteer can sign on to a volunteer opportunity through our website, foodbankiowa.org. They come in a few minutes early and register. We provide them with instructions as to what they will be doing during the day, what objective they will be meeting, the things they need to know in order to be safe during the course of their volunteer experience. And, for example, last week we had the Waukee basketball team come in, the men's basketball team come in and sort food. And they were in our facility a couple of hours. They came in, they got their instructions, they worked really hard, and then they were out again by noon.
How old does somebody need to be to volunteer?
Now that the warehouse is separate from the volunteer space and the volunteer space is safe, we'll take volunteers' families with children 10 years and older.
All right, so a lot of people, especially during the holiday season, are looking for opportunities to volunteer with their families. This may be a really great opportunity for people.
Absolutely, it's a good opportunity. When people come in, we want to make sure that they understand a little bit about the need, what does food insecurity mean, and who are the people that are food insecure. And so this time of year, it is very important, but we want people to know also that the needs of food insecure Iowans persist all year long. People are very generous this time of year, and this is really where we take in donations that help us get through the next 6 months. But also to keep in mind that in the summertime, when children are not in school during Christmas break or spring break and during the summertime, it's a great time for families to volunteer. But it's also when we need a lot of help because students aren't in school getting 2 government-sponsored meals a day.
So there can be a greater need during those summer months.
There's also a very big need when children are out of school during the summer.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure, Charity. Have a good holiday season.
You too. Michelle Book is the CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa. Today on what has been dubbed Giving Tuesday, we decided to take a look at some of the organizations that focus their work on giving throughout the year. So the Food Bank of Iowa, of course, and we've also been talking about community foundations around the state. Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Lindsay Moon, Dennis Reese, Ben Stanton, and Emily Woodbury. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. You can get in touch with us anytime. Send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. You can like us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at IPR Talk. I'm there as well at Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.